Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we hear from the Rugby Football Union to hear more about their plans to enhance the level of rugby play in Jamaica. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Jamaica is well on its way to being the best rugby-playing nation in the Caribbean following winning performances in recent regional tournaments.
A winning streak began last year in July. We went to Florida and we played in the Rugby America's North Women's Tennis Side and Men's 15-a-side Under-19 tournament, and we were successful. It would have been our first time winning the trophy division. So now we've won the trophy division and we're going up, back up into the cup division, which is the elite version of it.
Chairman of the Jamaica Rugby Football Union, Jerry Benswick. He notes, however, that there is much more work to be done to raise the level of competition in Jamaica. Focus is being placed right now on the need to raise the level of Jamaica's rugby coaches. To that end, men's national under-19 coach Huntley Anderson and women's senior coach Lisa Frazier were recently sent on a coaching course in Las Vegas in the United States to upgrade their level 2 coaching qualifications.
This will be the last section of their certification of level 2 coaches. And what that does for us, it gets us higher level of coaches amongst ones we would have had already. So we are hoping that what they learn and what they have done so far, they'll be able to impart onto other coaches.
Refereeing is the next area that will receive special attention in order to increase the number of individuals in the country who are able to manage the game at the highest level.
What I'm working on now is getting our referees to ref at a higher standard as well. The rugby is so intricate that if a referee calls the game well, the players learn to play better. The rugby is technique, it's structure, it's a chess game. The way how you fall on the ball, what position your body is in, where you're coming from to try and retrieve the ball, can you touch it or can't you touch it? So there are so many rules that govern the sport. It's very disciplined.
As it stands now, the men's rugby team is made up of a large number of overseas-based players, most coming from the United Kingdom. Mr. Benswick says this is by design, as the age-old maxim tells us, iron sharpens iron.
Those boys are far more skilled than our local boys, and bigger, faster, stronger, playing at a higher level.
The overseas-based players have also been integral in securing sponsorship from companies in the UK, not just for themselves, but for the other teams in the national program as well.
Those boys are very much all about Jamaica rugby and the growth of the sport. So they're in their negotiations, they are telling the sponsors that they want whatever they offer or get must affect grassroots rugby in Jamaica. So they are for the development of the sport. They want to see the kids develop. They want to see the clubs develop, the schools, just the whole country get more rugby going on. We're doing a lot of things to help make the sport a bigger entity. So things are very much looking up. Sponsors are showing great interest. We have already gotten sponsorship from the Jamaica Patty Company in UK, and Budgie Smugglers, that's a swimwear brand in the UK, they have already garnered sponsorship from those two companies for the national program.
Mr. Benswick says efforts continue to build the profile of rugby in Jamaica, and he is hopeful that it will in the near future gain the profile that other traditional sports now have.
Now, as a kid, one dream I had, if I was walking down the street with a rugby ball and people actually knew what the ball was for, and I figured if I can give that to these kids now, then I would have done something absolutely brilliant.
Chairman of the Jamaica Rugby Football Union, Jerry Benswick. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.